Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from SmoothieShred.com, where I show you how to get leaner, fitter, healthier, faster at any age on a 100% plant-based diet. In today's episode, I am going to share with you a live question and answer segment that I did on January 15th, where I answered a few questions asked by our members of our Smoothie Shred group. It's free on Facebook to join. All you have to do is go to smoothieshred.com, hit the join for free button, and it'll take you to a link that'll get you to our Facebook group. And in there is a thread, which is in unit number 6, where you can ask all of your fitness questions. And every week, I'll answer them live on video. So I'm going to go ahead and play this section for you. In this segment, I answer questions about how do you build a booty? How do you exercise safely, especially if you're training for a marathon, when you have osteoporosis? And I also answer a few other questions. So I hope you enjoy this. I hope you get some information that could be useful from this. And I look forward to getting your comments and your feedback. Feel free to send us an email at info@smoothieshred.com or join the Facebook community with over 10,000 people from all over the world. So it's been a few weeks since I've been able to answer any questions. We went out of town, we were in Florida, and now we're back. So let's go ahead and answer the few questions that we have over here. So the first one is from Serena. Serena asks, "Hi Thomas, I want to know, how can I view my vegan tummy tightener on TV since it's on Google email? Thank you so much." Okay, so first of all, for those of you who don't know what the vegan tummy tightener is, that is our premier fat loss program. And so when you get that, it's a digital product, you get an email, and then the email has a link that takes you to all of the videos and all the content and the diet and everything to help you shrink your waist by 2.2 inches in like 10 days. So what you do, if you want to watch it on your TV, you got to figure out a way to stream it on your TV. So if you have an Apple TV, you can use the mirroring function on your phone to, you can access the tummy tightener from your phone using the link and then stream it to your TV. I know a lot of modern smart TVs these days, they have a function where you can directly stream to your TV using a very specific app. So that's going to be the ticket for you, is figuring out how to stream either from your phone or from your computer directly to the TV. And another alternative is, if your computer has an HDMI cable, then you could plug your HDMI cable into your laptop or computer and directly into your TV, and then be able to see everything that's on your computer and watch it that way. Some people like to do that because they like to work out along with the videos. You're more than welcome to do that, but I actually designed the workout videos so that they're more like tutorials, and then you can print out a summary of all the workouts, and then when you go to the gym, you kind of, you'll, after watching the tutorials, you know exactly what to do. Thanks for asking that question, Serena. Next question comes from Julie Ann. "Thomas, I haven't looked at any of your exercise stuff because I've been so sick for so long. Sorry to hear that. I just had my decade-versary of my illness keeping me from exercising regularly, and I miss it so much it hurts. But I'm still trying when I can to do as much as I can. So my question for you is about toning my 50-year-old flat butt. I discovered through some pelvic floor research that I have been an habitual bun clencher and tucker thanks to 80s aerobics training, which is good, which has left me with a very unattractive and dysfunctional lower region. I don't know about that. The 40-pound weight loss and saggy skin doesn't help. I have been feeling better lately and would like to get to it gently. Thanks for your input." Well, if you want to tone up your butt, which is a very popular thing for a lot of people, a lot of women, and a lot of guys, you can't beat squats and deadlifts. I mean, those two main exercises right there does such a good for the backside. So when you're getting into it, try using the machines because they're easy to control. They're not hard to understand how to use. And it's a lot harder to hurt yourself when you're kind of getting back into the gym. So use the hack squat machine, use the machine press machines. And then once you start feeling a little more strong and confident, start to use the barbell. So learn to use a barbell, throw it on the back, right back here, as long as you don't have any issues or pain with it, and then start going down and all the way back up. Again, my recommendation is always use a personal trainer, because as much as I can give you advice and some guidelines, it's not anywhere near the same as having somebody who knows what they're doing, literally watching your form in real time. And then they can spot you and give you some suggestions around the spot. It would be worth, I think, paying a trainer. You know, an average personal trainer costs you about $75 for a full hour for a one-on-one session. It would be worth hiring a trainer for 1 to 3 sessions to be able to teach you perfect, correct exercise form. And for the sake of like building up your booty, you know, you're going to get a nice set of exercises they're going to be able to give you, but more importantly, watch your form. And then what you would do is you say, hey, listen, I want to sign up for 2 to 3 sessions, which I recommend you do because you can usually get a discount that way. And then use the sessions sparingly as you need them. So be very strategic about the session. Don't let the trainer just kind of take you through a workout and work you out for the sake of working out without really teaching you anything. Be upfront with the trainer and tell him, hey, listen, I want to hire you to educate me and train me on how to properly do exercises that are really tone and shape up all the muscles of my legs and my glutes. So that means I really want to master squats. I want to master deadlifts and the variations. I want to make sure that I don't hurt myself. So use a full hour session to do that. And then maybe a couple weeks later, check in with them and do a second session to watch to make sure that you're still doing it right. And then keep a third session in your back pocket in case you want to either progress or use it for something specific later. Okay. That's my recommendation for you, Julianne. Next is Lee Merrill Anderson. I appreciate you and Brooke and all you are teaching us. Thanks so much. I have severe osteoporosis in my lower back and hips. I am currently training for my first marathon. I would like to do your suggested workouts, but just need encouragement to get over my fears. I have friends that told me that yoga could be dangerous. My doctor gave me a basic Tai Chi program that just doesn't seem to be enough. Thanks. I love my smoothies and have gone from 152 to 138 pounds. Okay, cool, cool, cool. So I want you to keep doing the smoothies, and I want you to double down on the smoothies because all of the organic silica and the calcium that's in all those greens are going to really help you build up your bones in addition to your omega-3s you're consuming from the chia seeds and the flax seeds. So double down on the smoothies because it does wonders for osteoporosis. When you combine that, those smoothies, with some good resistance training, man, you've got a perfect combination to create bones that are as strong as when you were in your 20s. So how do you do that in a way that won't hurt you? Well, I'm gonna suggest the most safe way to do it is hire a trainer that knows what they're doing when it comes to this type of stuff. So what I'm gonna recommend is when you go shopping around for a personal trainer, like at your gym or looking online, the certification that I want you to look for is NASM. That's the National Academy of Sports Medicine. The reason I want you to look for that certification more than any others is because that personal training certification was created by physical therapists, more specifically physical therapists that worked with athletes. So instead of a bunch of bodybuilders or a bunch of power lifters or exercise physiologists trying to teach people how to do fitness, these are physical therapists teaching trainers how to do fitness. So they actually have one of the strongest programs out there to teach you how to get in better shape in a way that actually strengthens your body but keeps you safe. And that's the most important thing about it. It'll keep you safe. It'll help you be able to they'll help you be able to build your muscles, build your strength, but in a way that won't put you in danger. So a good National Academy of Sports Medicine certified personal trainer working with you to create a program. Now, this is someone, in your case, you're not looking for somebody to just teach you some exercises. In this case, you're looking at a more longer-term relationship. I'm going to recommend that you're going to want to work with somebody like this for at least 2 to 3 months because you want someone who's certified like that to kind of take you through from the beginner level and progress you as you get more advanced. And the cool thing about the National Academy of Sports Medicine, they have a systematic model of progressing people that is brilliant, it's smart, and it'll keep you safe. And I think it'll help you easily accomplish your goals of creating some of the strongest bones you've ever had, as long as you combine it with our nutrition strategy. Paula C2, please repost videos of food that you do and don't eat. Thank you very much. Okay, cool. We could do that. And you know what? If you look at, if you do a search for just my name, over the past couple years since I've founded Smoothie Shred, I've always posted our food at almost every restaurant. So there's plenty of those posts and content. Okay, Christy Coleman, in your book, and I'm guessing you mean Miracle Metabolism, you say that the case study for Nicole had a point system, and one of them was to drink 3 smoothies a day to get 1 point. Your question is that 3 64-ounce smoothies? No. So the way you figure out how much smoothie to drink, it's easy. It's until you're full. So whatever it took for Nicole to feel full, that was 1 smoothie. And then when she was hungry again, she'd have a second smoothie until she's full. So we let your stomach decide how big is a serving size, because you know what's going to happen. Bigger people need more nutrients, and also bigger people have bigger stomachs. Smaller people have smaller stomachs, and they also happen to need fewer nutrients. So using the full scale is a much more reliable and better way to get the right amount of nutrition in, rather than trying to predict it ahead of time with numbers and calories and grams and things like that. You'll never get it right that way. But if you use the full scale, that's going to get it right every single time. And then you had her eat 2 more fast metabolism meals for another point. Yes, that's true. I am getting mixed responses on the Facebook thread, so I need to know from you. Yep. So that, I think that answers your question. So you drink till fullness. That is that's the serving size. Okay. Serena also asked, I wanted your opinion on Vega plant-based protein shakes. My opinion is I don't really need to share much of opinion because I've seen it work. I've tested it. It works great. I know dozens and dozens of athletes that use Vega protein shakes, and they work fantastic. I don't use them only because I prefer the taste and the price of Orgain chocolate protein that I can get from Costco, because I get them on sale for like $22 to $23, and they're absolutely delicious. I love that protein powder. It's chocolate. Because I mix a scoop or two, when I'm building muscle, that is, when I mix a scoop or two of the chocolate protein powder with some sweet bananas and some peanut butter or almond butter with some almond milk and ice, that's like heaven in my mouth. I've never found another protein powder that I like the taste of better than that. It's like the most amazing chocolate shake. But from no other standpoint other than my own personal taste preference is why I recommend that. But Vega works great and it's fantastic. I know a lot of people that love it. So if you like the taste of Vega and maybe you have a hookup where you can get it for free, my goodness, go for it. It'll work fantastic. All right. I think that's all the questions that I have. So folks, if you want to ask your fitness questions or metabolism questions or any questions about the Vegan Tummy Tightener or the Vegan Muscle Project, if you own those programs, this is the forum for you to ask those questions about it, because I'm happy to help you. If you own the Vegan Tummy Tightener, this is the forum for you to ask your questions about that. And then any other question relating to raising metabolism and fitness and exercise, I'm going to come on live every single week, assuming we have enough questions, and I'm going to answer those for you. And okay, so, oh, Mary, let me go ahead and answer this. Sorry, off topic, but is there a certain amount of spinach that is considered too much due to oxalic acid? Mary, if you've been paying attention to both Brooke and my content, we have mentioned at least about 15 times that if that was actually an issue, by now we would have seen it. We've got over 12,000 people in Smoothie Shred alone, and then we've got a few 10 to 20,000 other people that are fans of ours that have been doing this high, super high green nutrient protocol for years now, and we haven't found a single person that have come to us saying, hey, I've got oxalic acid poisoning. Think about it. Look, I don't know a single person who's ever gotten sick or hurt because they ate too many greens. We would have seen it by now. So you don't have to worry about that. All right, everybody. I love you all. Again, if you want to ask the questions, what I'm going to do is I'm going to delete all of the questions that I just answered right now. But it's in unit, I think it looks like it's unit number 6 that has the Ask Your Fitness Questions thread right over here. Well, I don't know if you can see this, but it's right there when you look at the unit section. Okay. I love you all. And I look forward to seeing you the next time I come on live. Bye, everybody.